Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three, final hour of the week for us. Chad Hartman here on this Friday afternoon. Dave Harrigan, as we've established, he's not working. He has contempt for America. Chris Tubbs bleeds red, white, and blue, so he is here. USA, England, 5 minutes in, second half, game number two for both teams, 0-0. England, the better play the first 15, 20 minutes. USA, the better play probably the next 20-some minutes. England had a great chance nearing the end of the first half. USA ties Wales in game one. England defeats Iran 6-2. So we'll keep you up to date on that. I want you to chime in through a text or a phone call if you were out and about, or if you're going to be out and about shopping, considering the internet options, considering all the different days we have right now. Why do you go out and about in this utter nonsense on a day like this? Everybody should like a good deal. Others need to prioritize a good deal in saving money more than others. I totally understand that. And to those folks, I hope this upcoming year is wonderful and amazing for you. And I get that inflation in some areas is extraordinarily different price, has brought in extraordinarily different pricing. But today, out and about, grab that phone of yours, grab that computer, jump online, or small business day, or online day. There's so many days still coming up. I want to raise this, though, Mr. Tubbs. During the break, I clicked on the TV just to get a little catch up on what was going on.
Okay.
And I stumbled into the Peyton Manning David Beckham commercial, football versus soccer, then a who's who list of names in soccer as they're debating, should it be football, should it be soccer, this idea that Beckham is staying at Manning's house. I think it's Doritos, the product. I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you and others listening. Question about each on Beckham and Manning. Any athlete, let's go American athlete in this case. Okay. Any American athlete ever better consistently on commercials than Peyton Manning? Because you really wouldn't have thought it early in his career. He was just wooden. Football, football, football is your whole life football. Some would say sports, sports, sports is your whole life sports. Because he's fantastic at them. Now, when I think of somebody else great on commercials, it's Chuck Barkley. Now, the king of all commercials, considering the money he's made, is Michael Jordan.
Oh, absolutely.
Michael Jordan's not great on commercials.
No.
He's just Michael bleepity bleep Jordan.
He's the best maybe the best basketball player of all time. That's his brand.
Take the maybe out. He is. And Nike, revolutionize the athlete commercial genre with him, also with great help from Spike Lee. But I'm talking about funny, humor, standout. And again, he's the sheriff. He's Peyton Manning. He won, what, 5 MVPs, 2 Super Bowls? He's not, you know, he's not just some let's go schlub. Carter was spewing those football cliches. I mean, unbelievably rapid fire.
I could not get the cliche bell out fast enough for Adam Carter this morning.
About 15 of them in 2 seconds.
I would have run it out.
Oh, this was fantastic. I'll go schlub, another word we don't use enough, you know? Can you say that to somebody and not be too critical? Like, you're just a schlub. Or is that too insulting?
Yeah, I think if you say it in an upbeat way, man, you're such a schlub. You know, I feel people.
Well,
you know, but I mean, if
that's a new category. Yeah. You know how you say it. Yeah. But I'm okay. Maybe we should say comedy. I don't think there's an athlete, American athlete, who's ever participated, has been central to so many commercials, which are humorous.
Yeah,
and you don't have to be a football nerd to think, God. And I get it. He's not writing. Okay, it's not like, you know, he's Spielberg. He's writing it, he's directing it, and he's different than Spielberg because he's acting. But Peyton Manning pulls it off. Now for David Beckham. Is Beckham the best ever looking male athlete?
Oh, he's a
best
dude.
Looking.
He's a good looking guy.
Male athlete ever. Mm. David Beckham, and you have to be someone of stature. Jimmy Garoppolo, does he count? Someone of stature.
Jimmy GQ doesn't count?
I think he got. I think I was about to say no, but yeah. He was in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, that counts.
I mean, Jimmy G, very, very handsome.
I mean, Jimmy GQ, absolutely. I would say that to me, Peyton Manning is he's number one on that list for me. I think when I really found out who Peyton Manning was that Saturday Night Live skit.
Yes.
Where he's, that was like his SNL to me, that did it. Like, to me, it was just, Peyton gets it. Like, Peyton understands what is asked of him.
He's naturally funny because when you see him in other areas where it isn't scripted.
Yeah.
He's also funny. And again, he's the, you know, kind of the dopey looking guy from New Orleans, but he's very funny. He's intelligent. The SNL football sketch is top 15.
How about Gronk?
I think Gronk is just being Gronk.
Really?
Isn't he just being dopey Gronk?
See, but
dopey fun loving Gronk.
But I think that's the brand for Gronk too, though. Like, you just look at him and you're like, oh man, this guy's just, you know, I think he kind of understands what his role is too. But I mean, Gronk is just one of those guys that, I mean, very smart in terms of like finances and
branding.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's the partying meathead, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, there's I feel like there's Gronk, the character, and then there's Rob Gronkowski, the man and the businessman. So, you don't think so?
I'm not sure I see the businessman Gronk so far. Okay, funny. Okay, we're talking in commercials. Who do you have as funny as Peyton Manning or potentially better? And then David Beckham. Is he the best-looking male athlete of all time? And they have to – it can't be, okay, the quarterback at your high school, Bemidji High School. Let's go Bemidji. Hank Johansson was unbelievable. We don't know who Hank is. We've all got somebody.
A Hank Johansson.
You know, everybody's got a Hank Johansson, okay?
Where would you put Larry Legend on those? Like Larry Bird.
As far as the best looking one, I'm not. He's not on my list so far.
Ooh, okay.
He's not on that list.
Honorable mention for sure, though.
No, better chance he'd be on the other list with some of the shooting competitions with Mike Jordan. So we got three of them here. We got Peyton Manning, funniest athlete ever in commercials. I'm all in. Is Beckham the best looking athlete of all time? I'm thinking he's top five male athlete. I don't know. Is Garoppolo better looking? Garoppolo's it's like Beckham was a great player. Did Beckham ever quite live up to the hype? He hasn't not lived up the hype like Jimmy G. He's more accomplished, but didn't quite get there. And then also, if you're out with the masses today, you're at a crowded Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, Mall of America, you're listening to us online, thank you so much, WCCRadio.com, Odyssey app, however you use smart speakers, however you're listening, and you were out and about, why? Let's do the Joe Biden. Why? As a Biden, why? Why not just online? Why not wait so many more days? Because these aren't the best deals. You know these aren't the best deals. There'll be more amazing deals coming. Why go out with the amateurs today? Why join the amateurs? So plenty of ways you can chime in on the show. We're going to get to Matthew Collar on the purple towards the end, towards the bottom at about 2:35. But you have multiple topics to chime in on. 651-461-9226. Call or text right now. I want to talk John Schuster. Now, speaking of handsome and funny, John Schuster. John reached out on Thanksgiving. We both exchanged Thanksgiving greetings. He is that type of individual. John's success ratio. 9-time winner. As the number one listing agent with Coldwell Banker Realty in the state. 6-time winner. Top 10 team in North America for Coldwell Banker Realty. How about 400-plus five-star reviews? When I was out seeing this awful band on Wednesday, I saw another great friend of mine who's in the real estate business. He's one of the three people I reached out to when the station said John Schuster wants to work with you. And I'd heard great things about John, but I just wanted to bounce it off. And three friends of mine in the real estate business all said to various levels, he's very good. And every one of them said he's a super person. He's lived up to it. 18 years of individual experience for John. How about for the team? 133 years of experience. They have faced every situation. Extraordinarily low mortgage rates. And what's happening right now, where seemingly they're going up. They went down a little bit, where it's a little more challenging. Because guess what? Circumstances sometimes don't allow you to say, I'm going to wait for the rates to drop. John will get it done. How do you track down John and the team? 952-222-9000 or johnschustergroup.com. Seems a bit harsh, Dan. I mean, did you really need to go that far? An exhaustive version of the DeRussia experience coming up today, because the Wolves are playing in Charlotte at a really weird time. 5:10 opening tip. I got it. It's Thanksgiving, so we come up with some different times. 5:10 on a Friday. Strange time to play a game. Are you also producing the DeRussia experience?
Yeah, I'm taking advantage of the free parking today downtown, so that's why I'm like, give me all the hours you can. But yes, nice. I will. I get 3 hours of you and 30 minutes of Jason, so I figure it balances out.
I'm hearing about 7 guests with Jason today in the 30 minutes.
Yeah, I could believe that. I think we're going to go. I think we've got some StreamYard, some videos. I think we got some Zooms. Got a whole bunch of things planned.
I'll look forward to it. Okay, 3 questions here on the table. Plenty of people chiming in at 651-461-9226. Outside of family members held hostage, why would you potentially go out and shop today? Why? We've got 75 more days coming up. Online capability. And it's not as prominent as it once was, for sure, because of all the other days and the power of online shopping. Explain to me, why you would go out today. Do you just love the crowd? You love being a part of it? FOMO, fear of missing out? That's one.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I loved being a part of a crowd. I did.
Who hurt you? You really wanted to go out into this nonsense where people, I mean, I've seen this multiple times. People having another passenger either stand in a spot or lay down in a spot so nobody else takes it. You want to be a part of that nonsense?
Yes. Yeah. Give me all the Black Friday. I love it. Like I think Black Friday is such a, I don't know. To me, it's just like, when you hear Black Friday and we're finally back to it, I'm like, okay, it's a sense of normalcy. So, yeah, go out and get your...
Well, hold on a second. I'm not cheering for COVID. I'm not cheering for the... Yeah, what I'm saying, Chris, I want the whole economy to come to a screeching halt. No, I don't want to be a part of it.
That's what I heard.
That's what you thought. Another one, since I saw the Beckham and Peyton Manning commercial. Okay, is Peyton Manning the most humorous athlete ever in commercials? And as I said before, I got it. He's not writing it. He's not, let's go with the term, one of the terms I hate the most. He's not workshopping the project. But how he pulls it off, they work every time. And then Beckham, for male athletes, on the he's fine, on the hot list, who he got ahead of Beckham, or is Bex, we're tight, is Bex number one on your list among the texts coming in? As a female, I generally find Major League Baseball players to be the most handsome athletes. Well, that ties to an old schooler here who says Jim Palmer, best looking ever. He did the underwear ads years ago. Do you think Jim Palmer, Hall of Famer? I mean, as a kid, matched up and beat Sandy Koufax in a World Series. Great pitcher. Broadcaster. I think he was more known for his good looks or his pitching prowess.
I think it might
be his looks.
I would say the looks, but he was part of a really good staff with Baltimore.
Yeah, and he had an amazing career.
Yeah, he did.
Now, here's a female, best looking and funny, Lindsey Vonn. She's both, but different category. Different category. I'm sure we'll get to it at some point. We go best looking female athletes of all time, or best. Well, I'm not eliminating on the most entertaining regarding humor athletes. I didn't say that was male only. I don't know. She's pretty good in the commercial. I don't think she's amazing. Now this person could qualify for both, because the texter says, do you include the WWE? My wife has The Rock number one on her top five list. Well, without a doubt, The Rock is great looking. And I don't know how many commercials he does anymore, but very, very funny in his day. Now, I mean, what would you have to pay The Rock to do a commercial? $100 million? I mean, good luck to you. Joe Namath, football. Okay. Mean Joe Green. We're seeing some age disparities on there, you know? Torrey Hunter for me, handsome. Torrey, listen, another one, Tubbs, where he could be both. Torrey, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny in some Twins commercials, and for sure, a good looking guy.
Yeah, good combo.
Terry Bradshaw in the bathtub commercial. Is that a more recent one, or is this Terry at his prime? I worry about Terry. I mean, he's talked about his health recently. He hasn't been the sharpest. So let's hope. I wish Terry good health. I don't understand why he's been in the air the last 10 years. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's way, way up on the list. Chris Tubbs, better looking male, Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I still have to go with Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
I still have to go with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Chad, may we please have a weekly segment? I have a beef with Adam Carter. Oh, that could be good.
You can get sponsored, too.
Or, yeah, exactly. We'll get Grunhoffers to sponsor. We'll kind of review things Adam says, and we have a beef with. That's always possible. All right. England, USA, 0-0, 74 minutes in. We might talk a little soccer, but mainly football with our guy Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. He's next on the AM Juggernaut WCCO. Collar is here as usual. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with the other football, Collar. We're about 82 minutes in. USA gets England. Big revenge match. 0-0. What kind of aficionado are you for the World Cup and whether you call it soccer or the original football?
Well, you just informed me that there was a game on. So, it's look, I mean,
locked in, in other words.
The people who get into it, more power to you. I am not like a the real football. I'm not that person. It is a great sport. I just don't really pay much attention to it or know much about it. So, you know, I'll probably run across the World Cup accidentally a handful of times, but that's about the extent of it.
We always appreciate the honesty. Okay, question number one on the purple. More significant game regarding their future for the rest of this year, which includes the playoffs. The soul-crushing loss offered up by the Dallas Cowboys or the bounce back against maybe the greatest coach in the National Football League last night. Which one for Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, Mr. Purple Insider, I encourage you to consume it on a daily basis like I do. Very reasonable. Check it out today. Which one matters more?
Well, I think it was really important what happened last night. I mean, I think that was the biggest test that Kevin O'Connell has faced so far as an NFL head coach was in 3.5 days, go figure out how to protect your quarterback with a backup left tackle in there and, you know, with an offensive line that has so many weaknesses in the middle and that got just demolished. And not only that, but get the morale back up because, I mean, it wasn't just a loss to the Dallas Cowboys. It was an absolute demolishment by the Cowboys over the Vikings. And I think that, you know, things like that have creeped in years past where, you know, you lose one of those big games and everybody looks around and goes, oh, yeah, we're not actually that good. And, you know, I think that it was really big last night. I mean, Adam Thielen said that a lot of guys were showing up earlier at the stadium than they've shown up before. After the game, you know, Kirk Cousins talked about how Kevin O'Connell's belief in him has really mattered. And I think we've seen O'Connell's belief in Cousins trickle down to the rest of the team. It's like no matter where you are, the leader of the group is going to be the tone setter. And Kevin O'Connell's tone setting gets an A-plus for me. And then, you know, there were scheme things I had questions about, but his scheme for last night gets an A. Kirk Cousins, almost half of his dropbacks included play action, which I think was really helpful for keeping him clean and making the defensive line think more about Dalvin Cook during some of those plays and hitting those deep shots at the right times. And I think that all the right buttons were pushed, and it sort of proved to me, you know, Kevin O'Connell, can you take on a really difficult challenge here? And I think he answered the bell.
Okay, let me get to O'Connell, but let me back up what you said. Just pointing out to folks, Dallas, it was revolving door last week with the Cowboys and the 7 sacks. The number two team in sacks in the National Football League, the Vikings played last night in the New England Patriots. Matthew Judon has more sacks than anybody else in the league. He was a non-factor, as our great friend Patrick Ricey would say, and they had 1 sack. So that is bravo schematically to what they did. Let's stay with O'Connell, okay? Another video put up by the Vikings where it's post-game and a lot of people are loving it up, where he's ebullient, he is boosting spirits, he is rewarding people. And I know that both sides can still work. I still believe that. The not great human being who is a disciplinarian but as a mastermind of things, I still believe works in the NFL, okay? So everybody doesn't have to be O'Connell. But O'Connell as very smart offensive mind and just the opposite of Zimmer in personality, and how outgoing, how often he talks to the team. How much credit does he deserve for this 9-2 from a team that talent-wise really isn't better than last year, and they continue to win these close games outside of the shellacking of the week before?
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is a lot. I mean, even coming down to hiring Matt Daniels, who might be the best special teams coordinator of my lifetime that I've ever seen. I've never seen a special teams unit that impacts the game like this Vikings group does, from punting inside the 20 to kick return for touchdown to, you know, causing havoc for the other teams. I mean, there's a lot of details, I think, of this team that have led to where they are. You know, some of it certainly is late game luck, and they've been trailing in games and other teams have melted down and all those things. But I think that I would have appreciation for a lot of the things O'Connell has done, even if they were 7-4 at this point right now, even if some of those things had swung the other way, because of the amount of trust he's, and confidence he's put in his veteran players, which I think is a huge deal. At some point, when guys are 30 or 33 years old or whatever, if you're still treating them like children, I think you start to lose those guys. And he, from really day one, he said, I believe in you. And I think that it's a rare thing to have somebody who is a former player who understands, and a recent former player who understands, yep, the mentality of the player, but mm-hmm, also understands all the other stuff too, how to coach a football team, and getting people to buy into him. You know, it's not easy. He certainly made it easier than it looks, really, from the start of training camp, to keep everybody kind of on the same page. So I think he deserves a ton of credit. I mean, at the same time, like, there's still some of the realities of this team. Like, the defense is bad. It is just bad. And they're going to have,
yep,
to overcome
it
because you can't give up 380 yards to Mac Jones and expect to win on a weekly basis. So they still have weaknesses, and I don't think, you know, it's quite time to, you know, put a crown on people just yet. But I think that every bet that they made on Kevin O'Connell, on the culture, on the offensive mindset, on the relationship with the coach and quarterback, I mean, it's never been better than Kevin O'Connell saying last night into Kirk Cousins' headset, hey, you've got a look that I want you to run this play, go run it. And then he throws a touchdown to Adam Thielen. I mean, that's the dream scenario when you hire O'Connell, and it's really come to fruition.
Let's do this. Let's squeeze in a real quick break with Matthew. We come back with more, including my tweet last night about Randy Moss and Justin Jefferson. Here's what I want you to do. During this break, go to purpleinsider.com. See all the great information that Matthew and his team provide and sign up for it. Short pause. More with Matthew and Purple Insider about last night's victory in moments on CCO. Right back with our friend Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Bonus time, USA England. So we're past 90 minutes. Zip, zip. This is not an elimination game. This doesn't guarantee USA advances in group play. It helps them greatly, and it hurts them greatly, depending upon a win or loss, but doesn't advance or eliminate them. Okay, it's Twitter. And I'm mesmerized last night by the skills, the versatility, the toughness, the hands of the best receiver in football, Justin Jefferson. I offer up this tweet at Matthew Collar if you want to follow him on Twitter. I say this. Okay, I will say it. When you include everything, and some of this is directed at some of the issues with Moss, including off-the-field nonsense. Moss had that. Jefferson, none. Consistency. Jefferson doesn't ebb. Moss, there'd be times when his effort would be questioned. Variety of routes. Jefferson's used in more versatility. Using him everywhere. His hands. Moss had great hands. Jefferson has better. Catching the ball in traffic. That's an area where Jefferson is better. No meltdowns during games. That happened with Randy. I said this. Give me Jefferson over Moss. I said it. Everything has to be considered. I am not, Matthew, saying at their peak on the field that Justin Jefferson is better, because at his absolute zenith, Moss is unlike anybody I've ever seen. For consistency, Jerry Rice is the best. But I think people forget some of the other parts of Moss which were a detriment. And I'm not trying to downplay his other world skills. When, and by the way, USA, England tied, ball game over. So when I start comparing Justin Jefferson and Randy Moss this early in Justin Jefferson's career as a now grizzled observer of the National Football League, you say what to me?
Yeah, well, I would say, I mean, first, you know, I mean, yes, Randy Moss definitely had some off-field things and some in-field things that were questionable. We're talking about, I mean, two very, very different upbringings and two very different people there. I think with Randy Moss, I've always had some empathy for why he was the way he was.
Sure,
Justin,
I agree.
Jefferson has had an incredibly stable household. You know, his whole family went and played at LSU and all those sorts of things. So I think there is, you know, some element to that that's kind of hard to be super judgy on for me. Randy Moss, when he came along, there was no such thing as Randy Moss. Like, he
Correct.
Was
yep.
the most talented receiver to ever play the game at that moment and was the centerpiece to the greatest offense potentially maybe ever of all time. At 1998. I mean, and he's driving that. If you look at the by the numbers, at that point in our universe, 1998, that's one of the top three or four offenses in the history of the world. So when you think about it from that perspective, it's like really hard to compare Justin Jefferson to Randy Moss. I mean, because there are five Justin Jeffersons in the league right now. And that's, again, not to take away from him, because I think he's at the top of that, but the team that has Devontae Adams, the team that has Stephon Diggs, the team that has Tyreek Hill, they all say best receiver in the league. And so receivers are driving offenses today like they never, ever did when Randy Moss was in the league until he did it. And then, you had a case for the most talented player ever at that position at the time. To me, it's like the Pittsburgh Steelers saying, hey, that Roethlisberger is no Bradshaw. And I think that you could say, you know what, both of those guys were pretty darn great, and you were really lucky to have them. So maybe that's a cop-out for me, but I think that you really have to consider that it was 25 years ago and how different the landscape was then when we're talking about Moss versus Jefferson.
And Moss single-handedly changed the direction of the Vikings at the time, and he changed how we thought of wide receivers. Last thing, 90 seconds ago, Hunter Henry. If I'm the National Football League commissioner, I checked, I'm not at this point, that is a touchdown to me. I mean, how far do we have to go through a catch? If a guy runs it in there and crosses the goal line, it's a touchdown. What do you think about that?
I think it's probably good that you're going to cut me off here because I might start cursing on the air with frustration over replays and catches and all those things. My short answer is I don't think it will ever be perfect. I don't entirely understand how that wasn't a touchdown, but that is our great game of National Football League football that will always have those controversies, and there's nothing we could do about it. My comment, though, would be do it faster. If you're going to make the
yes.
wrong decision, do it faster.
Right. That is correct. Did you guys have Thanksgiving yesterday? You having Thanksgiving today?
No, we had it today. Sloan is off to the great state of Texas to call TCU Iowa State for Learfield Radio, so she is gone today.
Well, safe travels to Sloan. As always, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll talk next week without a game. It'll be a nice break before the Jets and that dynamic offense comes to town. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
PurpleInsider.com. I truly believe in this. Great info and a lot of work from Matthew and his team. Lindis Construction Time Check is time to go. Any gutter issues, reach out to Andy Lindis. Chris, awesome job. Thanks so much. Jason is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.